My name is Maureen Theresa McMath.
And Theresa, you're 80, aren't you?
Yes.
And you were born in 1938. And you were born in the Elsie Inglis Hospital, weren't you?
Yes. And I think that's why my mum was very orientated to women being in positions of authority. She was all for that.
And what was her name?
Annie Donnelly was her own name.
Her own name. And she married your dad?
Bernard, who was a twin.
And were they both Edinburgh people?
Ratho.
Both from Ratho,
both
were they?
Both from Ratho.
So they met and they got married, and we've got a photo of that lovely day. And along came three children, and they came straight to this house that we're
what
in now.
What happened was my father had a grocery business in Ratho, but he'd given so much things on tick, he was very soft-hearted. They had to give up the business, so they had to leave Ratho, and they stayed with my aunt until this house was ready for
okay.
them.
Okay, and your mum was unusual in that time, in that she had quite a good job, didn't she? She was a manageress
in McVitie's, yes.
Which was on Princess Street, yes. And you told me it was five restaurants.
It was a restaurant she was right. in charge, not okay. the bakery.
So she was the manageress there. And yes. how long did she work through having the children?
No,
she stopped.
As soon as she got married, she
right.
had to
she
give
had
up.
To stop that. From the minute you've lived here, what's your earliest memory of being in this house?
Sitting on my dad's knee at the fireside. We used to have two chairs.
And we're sitting in that room now, aren't we?
Yes.
2018. And then what's your earliest memory of being outside the house, being a child outdoors?
Going over to feed the horses in the farm.
So now I think we need to imagine that you are looking outside the windows that I'm looking out of now. And at the moment we look onto the main road, the called road, but when you were a child, what would you have seen when you looked out of the front window?
We looked out onto the farm, and it was the farmer was called Mr. Towsey, and there should be a photograph, say, about 1947 or 5 or something, of him ploughing the fields with the... It was the last of the Clydesdale horses, and they did an article in the Evening News about
oh, okay.
it. And I was so excited that there was somebody in the papers that I knew. There was a green gate with pillars, two side doors, two side gate, one to Towsey's house and the other one. We opened the big gates if there was any traffic going in, and then the other one was just the gate leading down to the avenue that went up to the big house and to the farm.
Who lived in the big house?
Don't know.
No, I mean,
it was like they were in another country.
Oh, okay. So
it was like to the manor.
Yeah,
born.
Yeah. So were there fields just outside here?
Yes. There was. The main road is what is a slip road now.
Okay.
And it was fields all the way right up to, well, Hermiston we used to walk to. And going north took you down to Carrick now.
And were there cattle in the fields?
Yes, there must have been because of the dairy farm. It was Shaw's farm.
Could you go in the fields or did you?
We did, but we got chased.
And what was where Longstone bus station is now? What was that? Was that fields as well?
Yes, the only big thing was the prison. That was the only other big building in the area.
What businesses would there have been around? You know, there are little industrial estates now still, like the Burton's Biscuit Factory and things like that.
And Land of Bread.
Well, when would that have been?
I mean, all I remember, the only sort of buildings here were the co-op had all the shops. You know, one shop was the butcher's, the fishmongers and the fruit, then the big grocers, then the bakers, and then the chemist. That was all the shops. Silver Wing was there.
You said the co-op had all the shops. Do you mean all those individual shops were run by the co-op?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Now it's like the supermarket.
Yeah.
They knocked all the shops into one.
Oh, that makes sense.
And then, as I say, the Silver Ring, as far as I know, was always there. And there was a Yardley's, a haberdashery sort of shop. And there was a private grocer's, then there was Hewitt's, the butcher's.
Were they all in that place where the shops are now, in
where,
that parade?
Yes, and there was a post office there as well. Well, that's all gone. But after those shops, it was just fields.
It sounds like it was a nice place to be a child.
Oh, it was
countryside,
it.
Yeah.
Oh, we loved it.
Where did you go to school?
Holy Cross Academy in Leith. Ferry Road.
Was it a Catholic school?
Yes.
Okay.
And you see, the thing was, my brother and sister were already there. You know, they were travelling to school. And my dad wanted us all to have the same chance.
And if a child wasn't Catholic and lived here, where would they have
Maryburn.
Gone to school? Maryburn.
Maryburn School.
Okay. You go through your young childhood and then you go into your teenage life. When did you leave school?
Probably 18. I wanted to be a teacher. But what happened was I didn't get enough qualifications, so I started working down in the government buildings down at Sawston. And then my father took very seriously ill, and I thought he was going to die, dramatic me. So I gave up my job and went to Skerries to get... I had the qualifications, but you had to have it all on the one certificate. And I resat.
What was Skerries?
A college for, you know, people who had wanted further education and were mature students.
We call it adult education college So you finished your teaching qualification there, did you?
Yes.
And then where did you come to teach?
St. Joseph's.
Which was?
The school opposite my house.
Ah.
And the thing was, I used to sit there doing my homework and I was looking out the window and my mum used to say to me, "You'll end up working on Towsey's farm. You know, I kept skating."
Right, and you did, but it was
and
a school
did,
when you ended up there.
Once the farm went, they built the school.
So what year did you start teaching then?
1965.
So you're 27 when you started teaching, is that right? So
two,
when did the school go?
Well, it was after I left, so that...
1992.
That's right.
That would be when you stopped.
And the school was there for about maybe another 3 years. And then they built all those houses and flats.
Going back a bit, Mum stopped work the minute she started having children. And your dad, what did he end up with as his job?
Working in the rubber mill.
And what was that like? That's a tough job,
wasn't
it?
Oh, it was. I mean, he wasn't used to manual labour like that. I mean, he was so determined to provide for his family. You know, always a super, super example, I'm telling you. And again, when my mum died, I mean, he'd never had to do washing or anything, hanging out clothes or anything. Everyone thought I would retire to look after him. He says, "Oh, no, she's got her life to live." And he would say to me, "Now, what do you want me the night before? When will I put the potatoes on?" Because I came home every day to have lunch. We had our meal in the middle of the day.
Did you live at home when you were teaching?
You
still lived here?
Yeah.
Okay. So you've lived here all the time, the way through.
Yeah.
Which is quite an achievement because you're 80 now, aren't you? Not many people can say they've been in the same house their whole life.
Yeah, because you see, I was looking after my mum and dad because by that time, within a month, Joseph and Patsy left home and they were wage-earning. I was still at school, originally.
So when did your mum die?
She died on the 19th of December 1970.
Did you have to look after her in her last years?
Well, yes. I mean, like when my dad was in the rubber mill, she was afraid to sleep on her own. And again, it was my dad, though, when I did qualify for Craig Lockhart, he said it was a residential course. And I said, "Oh, but Mummy, no," he said, "you need to have, you know, he was very unselfish. So I was a resident at Craig Lockhart. So you had to write to get permission to get home.
Wow.
On a Friday. And I mean, I was always wanted to get home to do the shopping and all
that. So
this
was a college in Edinburgh that was residential.
Yes, oh yes. But I mean, they did give us a good grounding. And I mean, we thought it was terrible. You couldn't get home on a Saturday until they checked your room that was clean.
Oh, okay.
And you all had to do either a whole stretch of corridor or clean out the classrooms. We had to keep the college, but that made you feel it was yours. And yet, when we were there, we were thinking, "We're not slaves." But it was all part of the training.